This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, April 1st. Well, cattle markets had an exciting day yesterday, and that was on the heels of some volatility in the grain space. But we started out fairly quiet, and then after the report was released, we had a very bullish corn and soybean report, and corn locked limit up. And it took a while for feeder cattle to really take note of that. I mean, it dropped a bit right after the report was released, but it took a few minutes for it to finally kind of get pressed down as well. But it was down well over $4 at one point in response to the limit up corn. But we managed to bounce well off of that. We closed about mid-range, so we didn't recover all of it, but we certainly weren't feeling the kind of pressure by the end of the session, even though corn was still limit up. So the feeder cattle, I think, you know, taking note of what's going on in the grains, but also acknowledging you've got very good grazing conditions across much of the country, and producers are going to be looking for calves and pairs to put on that grass. And I think that's what's supporting the feeder cattle index. That's why we've seen it be quite strong over the last several days. We're up another 16 yesterday. We're sitting at 139.91, but we've moved a good $5, $6 on the index in just a week or a couple weeks. So that's encouraging. Cash trade's been fairly quiet so far this week, but we're seeing some numbers trade at 116 on the Fed trade, which is unchanged from last week, and 185 on the Dress, also unchanged. Box beef values continue to push higher. Choice was up 229 yesterday at 247. Select up 221 at 238. The spread was up 3 cents at 899. Movement was 116 loads. We are seeing the slaughter numbers start to increase. So far this week, we've had 358,000 head. That's 4,000 more than the week before, and it's up about 3,000 over last year. So we're finally getting above last year's numbers. But again, we're into that skewed time window from when COVID caused massive chaos across the meat industry in general, across everything. But certainly the meat industry was hit really hard from that. So I think that the cattle space here, as we work our way into April, we should be looking for seasonal highs in the live cattle. And feeder cattle, again, with good grazing conditions, I would expect that you'll hold well and maybe even just continue to creep higher as demand for calves to put on grass should remain fairly robust. Even though the corn is doing its thing and creating very high feed costs, usually when you have those good grazing conditions, it sets the tone for a strong feeder cattle market. And certainly feeder cattle have seen the attempts to break it and to push it down, but we still continue just to work our way higher. Yesterday's action is a little concerning, I will say. You had a nice strong day on Monday, and then you just didn't get much follow through on Wednesday, and then of course you had a pretty big breakdown on Thursday. And some of these months you even have some gaps lower from yesterday. So it is worth noting, you barely put in a new high early in the week, and you can't really sustain it. But we'll see where we shake out after this report, because again, you know, the market felt the heat and the pressure, but it managed to bounce back and close mid-range. So there's clearly some underlying support in this market. We'll see what kind of follow-through we can get. The live cattle trade bouncing back very nicely yesterday. It initially saw some pressure, and then it reversed back up, giving us an outside day higher, in fact, on the deferred months, and even pushing into new highs on the further deferred. So it's not giving up yet. It's clearly expecting to see cash trade at least steady, if not higher. The box beef has done well. Demand season should be strong this time of year. And it looks like the feedlots are feeling that they can get some leverage in this market. So we'll see where we go. But I think the Fed cattle market is showing us that it's got some upward momentum coming to it, and that's going to help support the feeder cattle as well. So I wouldn't give up quite yet, but again, getting into April, you want to be looking for those seasonal highs for live cattle. And for feeders, I would expect that they would hold their own, at least as we look into late April, perhaps into early May. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.